What'd you notice out there? Where'd this thing turn? How'd you hold on?
I think we took advantage. I mean, they're obviously they're fatigued. They played last night. They're banged up, some of their key guys, and we're playing in our building. You know, all three factors, which were big for us. Getting Nick back was enormous. I mean, that's Nick's best game all year, and he obviously was fresh. But I mean, he did everything. He defended really well. In the second half, we got much better help to Chris. And got, you know, a little semblance of control against him. Our bench was really good. Jelly's stat line doesn't say anything, but he bought Earl 11 or 12 minutes, which is really big. I thought Earl was great, but talking about the bench, I mean, to me, Nick and Wally and Jelly, that's the difference. Our bench, I don't know what they got. They probably had more than 30 points, and, you know, they're depleted right now and they're injured, so that was a big factor for a lot of reasons. One, it kept our guys fresh. Two, they came in and really did good things. I thought Nick was excellent. He was a monster on the boards. He scored inside, and he defended very, very well. Wally was really good. His decision making was good. Obviously he shot the ball well. Jelly didn't make shots, but he played well. I thought Damian hit a couple of huge threes, and we were hurting early in the second half. He hit a couple of huge threes, and Earl, to be able to play, you know, basically the whole game and play at the level he played, he pushed the break and did a lot of good things. So I thought, you know, a number of guys stepped up and played very well.
You said yesterday that you thought you had a terrific practice. How much of that translates into the defense on Cam? 2 points in the second.
In the first half we were slow with our doubles, and a couple times he split us. And I mean, he's a good player, but second half we were much better with it. The helps were good. I mean, I think when you practice well, you play well. We practiced well. We can play better, but we played hard. I thought we responded. We played the way we've been playing. We basically played from in front most of the game. You know, we shot free throws well, I think, overall, but we missed three. We split three when we had a chance to put the game away, and it kind of, and combined with they scored, and we were fouling on the other end. So even though I think our overall percentage was good, at a time when we had a chance to put the game away, and I think Mike was even going to, you know, put his other guys in, we split three pair in a row, I think, and we were fouling at the other end, which was disappointing. That was the one thing that I thought we could have handled it. But other than that, we did play from in front most of the game, and we pushed the ball most of the game, which helped from a fatigue standpoint. I mean, I think when you get a team in a back-to-back, particularly a team that's as injured as they are, they're not going to play well in the third or fourth quarter if you keep running and if you keep fresh people in the game. So our bench allowed us to do that.
After the first quarter, the low-scoring first quarter, did you make an effort at that point to say we need to speed it up a little
bit? We did, but that was the priority from the beginning of the game. It just we couldn't make a shot in the beginning of the game. We started out, we missed a layup right away, and I went, oh, here we go again. But we missed shots, and we were running, but we were turning the ball over. Turnovers kind of bit us tonight. I thought we were doing a good job getting the ball out to Earl, and we were running the floor, but we had a lot of –